This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson.
If we made a Venn diagram between coding nerds and typeface or designer nerds who build the fonts we see and use every day, the part where the two circles cross over might be a new font called Operator. Operator was recently designed and released into the world. To use it, you have to pony up a few hundred bucks, but for people who write code, stare at screens every day, that might feel cheap. Operator is designed specifically with coders in mind, and you might not believe how much effort went into making this font unless you are one of the people working at Heffler & Company, which designed Operator. Jonathan Heffler is the founder. Jonathan, what happens to regular fonts when they get used for writing code?
Well, typefaces used for coding are principally characterized by being even width. Every character is the same width as every other character, and it's a style that comes to computing from the typewriter. Naturally, wide letters like the M and the W get squeezed into this narrow dimension, and naturally, narrow letters like I get widened. So for a type designer, it's a special challenge to find ways to artificially change these proportions without really disfiguring the alphabet.
What are some of the specific things that Operator does that makes it useful for coders?
Well, Operator tries to do two things. The first is to bring a more interesting and richer set of influences into the design. It's got a little bit of script in it, and this really gives somebody who's reading type on screen a kind of broader palette of things to look at to articulate text. Another thing Operator tries to do is to offer this collection of styles for designers to use that has the voice of a typewriter face or a face from coding without these kinds of mechanical restrictions. So I imagine it as a typeface that a designer might reach for to evoke this mood that is more about authorship. It feels more it's about correspondence than the kind of anonymity of text.
Can you give me some specific examples of letters or symbols that are unique in Operator?
I think some of the most unique things happening in Operator are happening in its italic. It creates a texture on the screen that's very different from the Roman, which can be useful as a programmer to articulate different kinds of code. But it also creates a set of shapes that's less ambiguous. A classical problem in reading type on screen is letters like I, the capital I, the lowercase l, and the number 1 are very easy to confuse. It's troublesome enough as a reader, but as a programmer, the difference between these things syntactically is the difference between code running and not running.
Was there a time when making fonts more machine-readable resulted in a kind of loss of spirit or soul in the way these things were designed?
I think something worth thinking about is the number of times in our lives that we've seen letters and numbers even more so kind of pressed into service in ways that none of us ever expected. The numbers on bank checks have a very distinctive quality that we all recognize. The numbers on credit cards are very distinctive as well, and typewriter faces on top of that. I think what happens when you subject the alphabet to these kinds of mechanical restrictions, you end up with an aesthetic that is distinctive. It can be alien sometimes, but it's often that alien quality that makes it recognizable to people.
Jonathan Heffler is the founder of Heffler & Company, which designed the new font Operator. Jonathan, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Are you a coder, typeface nerd? If you want to see some examples of Operator and more about how it came together, you can head to marketplacetech.org. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report.